Good morning and welcome. This is Heidi, your Right Body, Right Life weight loss mentor. Today's call will be a group coaching and repatterning calls. We'll have lots of interaction and feedback and do some wonderful work together to really change the patterns that are keeping us where we're at. So I want to tell you that today's call takes a lot of participation. You know, many of these calls, I give you lots of information and education and somewhat lecturing style. And on our really dedicated repatterning and coaching calls, it's all about you. And I always have a backup plan if you need lots of information and you aren't in the mood to participate. But I encourage you to participate and get everything that you need out of today's call. So on the group coaching and repatterning calls, you can talk about anything. I want to encourage you to talk about successes as well as challenges, and you know, what are obstacles in the way of your getting what you want out of this. It's also an opportunity, if you're not losing weight fast enough, we can look at exactly what you're doing and trigger point that. The repatterning that I have in mind today is an endorphin stress repatterning, so we can talk more about endorphins and just in lieu of that, to bring us into the call, I thought it might be fun to give you an analogy that came to me this morning. I was reading, just refreshing my memory about chemicals and brain chemistry and neurotransmitters, and which is an undying fascination for me. I can never learn enough about that. But it made me think of the power that we actually do have over our body. And I don't know, any of you probably had science in school and we get petri dishes, or, you know, we get to do an experiment. And so I want you to think of yourself as your own body's chemist. You are the researcher, you are the chemist. And when we get to do an experiment, we get to have components and ingredients, and we want a certain outcome, right? And in your body, the outcome you're wanting right now is a lighter weight, a healthier body, more vibrant energy, whatever those things are you put on your vision, you know, your vision work. And so we get to have that as the outcome, right? And we have all these different components we can add. And so if we were doing a science experiment and we added something that made something blow up or it made it all turn putrid and yucky, we might not put that ingredient in it again. And so I want you to look at your bodies like that. Like, we get to decide. We get to experiment. We get to do research. Research is the awareness worksheet. And we get to become aware of these components that I decided to put in aren't getting me to the result that I want, or they make the experiment explode. An explosion could be something like feeling like you have a hangover because you ate certain things that made your body swell or they made you ache. And so this is part of the awareness, and we get to be our own researcher, our own chemist, and we get to find the exact ingredients that balance our body's endorphins and chemicals so we run in optimal health and clarity and vision for our own body. And so that can add some fun to it. So in saying that, just to open up the door.
My close friend died, and so I did give myself an extra cup of tea in the morning as a comfort. I tried to take that protein off at another point in the day.
So in other words, did you put in the tea?
About 2 ounces of milk or soy milk. I counted it as a protein, and then I tried to take it off at dinner. But
so how did you do that? Just for calculations, this is great learning too for everybody. So if you did 2 ounces of milk, what were you taking off at dinner?
I cut my dinner down to 1 ounce of protein, you know, but I don't think it worked because I feel like I went up to, down to, mm-hmm. and pretty much hovered at the same place.
What is, did you do anything else diet-wise which is going on for you?
And then 2 other things. I don't think I drank enough water, and I don't feel like I'm eliminating well enough. Mm-hmm. So it feels like a combination of that. I've upped the water. I'm back on the water, enough water. There were just a couple days I just didn't feel like I could drink that much water, but I've been putting water in these metal things, like what you would take hiking.
Uh-huh.
You know? So if I do that first water first thing in the morning, then I can get the rest of the water in for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
But if I don't, then I can't.
Okay.
That was something I changed.
May I ask you a couple more questions just to be really clear about your food?
Mm-hmm.
So were you eating the three meals a day and 4 to 6 hours apart?
Well, the dinner I ate a little later just because of my husband's schedule. So I went beyond 6 hours a couple of times.
So I want to ask your permission before I go into the coaching piece around it. And I will coach around the food and water and some things around that. But may I also use the emotional component of the loss that you've experienced?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So with the food, one thing that may be happening, because if you're only having 2 ounces of milk, that's mm-hmm. not even a half a protein. And if you're cutting your dinner down to 1 ounce, that's not even a half a protein. And so you may have triggered your body into slowing the metabolism down by not getting enough fuel, because this is already very low calorie. So when you're trading proteins, for instance, if you do milk, you could do 4 ounces of milk, and that's a half of protein. And then you would do 2 ounces of meat at dinner. Or if it was a vegetarian protein, you'd do 3 ounces. And so not getting enough calories, sometimes our body says, oh, no, I'm under stress. Let me hang on to everything. So that's one thing. I think that you may have not been getting enough protein. Protein also helps our liver metabolize fat, and so does water. So you know, you already addressed that piece of not enough water. It's so important while we're losing weight to flush the liver, and protein actually helps that, and so does the water intake. And so those are a couple pieces there. So I'm almost thinking you didn't get enough food during this week to keep the metabolism burning at optimal speed. So it's fine to have the milk, but really make sure that you're splitting it accurately. Like if you did, 8 ounces, you could divide that in 3, because 8 ounces of milk is 1 protein. And so if you're saving some of that for your coffee or your tea, you'd want to do half if you want to make it easy, just 4 ounces. Or you could do a third, but then you have to do the math accurately to split your other protein, so you're getting a whole protein at each meal.
Oh, okay. So am I supposed to, for example, this morning, 1 scrambled egg, 1 ounce of shredded wheat, and 4 ounces of milk. So top with 2 tablespoons of flax and 1 sliced banana. So what I did was I had 2 ounces of milk in my cereal and 2 ounces of milk in my tea.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 scrambled egg. So
and that's perfect because 1 egg is half a protein. Like 2 eggs is a whole protein.
Okay.
So you're really wanting, the recommendation is not to use milk. It's nice because, sometimes I like to have it in my coffee. And also what I want to share with you is your body's probably craving milk right now because it has tryptophan and it helps you feel better. And that's the emotional piece. When we suffer a loss, you lost your best friend. And when we suffer stress and a loss and we're in the emotional piece, our body craves different kinds of foods. And dairy is one of the foods that helps with tryptophan. But your body naturally knows, hey, I need more of this to help balance that pain. I would always recommend to eat your full protein at breakfast because that's, it helps your metabolism. You can burn all day by doing that, the calories. However, in this time, let's say you'd find some comfort in having tea and you want your milk and your tea and your allowance is 8 ounces of milk and that's your breakfast protein. You could have, 6 of it and then save 2 for 8 o'clock p.m. when you might be feeling sad and that warm cup of tea would be really comforting. And that's part of the reason that I recommend only weighing once a week and getting on the scale only on Monday, because we do naturally go up and down. You can go up and down up to 5 pounds daily, down and up on the scale. And so sometimes we might lose 6 pounds in a week, and then the next week, not a pound, and then 2 pounds. And so on a month, if you're losing 6 to 15 pounds a month, it's really good. And it's hard because we get attached to that rate of weight loss, and we want it to stay the same. And so I really encourage you to, you know, stay out of that too, because your body will adjust itself and you'll keep losing. Oh, you looked at the scale a couple more times. Yes, it's crazy making. So, you know, a lot of us do that. And like when you really let that go and you begin to trust over time that your body regulates and that you are losing, it's a gift. And it's just some part of the awareness, right? You're doing research. Like, how is that serving your mental and emotional state?
I'd like to share with you a little bit about our chemistry experiment, right, that we're talking about. So I've mentioned brain chemicals, and we have norepinephrine, we have serotonin, you know, we have a lot of different chemicals going on in our brain that create balance and happiness. And over the last 15 years, scientists have really identified serotonin. It's a liquid brain messenger, and it's essential in controlling our sleep, our mood, our energy levels, our food cravings, PMS symptoms. Basically, the brain fires electrical impulses that trigger brain chemical reactions, which in turn impact our bodies. When our bodies are impacted, it impacts everything. These brain chemicals, called neurotransmitters, regulate our energy, our moods, our memory, our sex drive, our appetite, and a lot more things, as you can imagine. Neurotransmitters are either they're excitatory and stimulating, like they bring us up like a stimulant, or they're inhibitory or calming. So we have the neurotransmitters that get us high, like why people do things like caffeine and things that speed you up. And then we also have those things that calm you, like why people drink alcohol or do those certain things. So the production of neurotransmitters is affected by the things in the environment, such as sunlight, stress, our nutritional diet. You know, all these things affect our petri dish, right? Our little body experiment. I like to think of serotonin as fuel in the gas tank. If we have too much fuel, your engine is flooded and conked out, like you're just zombified. Too little fuel in your engine won't start at all. So if we have too little or too much serotonin, we'll feel cranky. We can feel irritable, depressed, anxious, hungry for foods such as sweets or carbohydrates. And a serotonin deficiency feels like a terrible hangover. So actually, you know, we can have hangover symptoms just from the wrong foods or the mixture of stress, no sunlight, and not enough sleep. You know, there's many things that affect our optimal health and vibrancy. So your brain must produce serotonin on a daily basis, and you can't store it or save it from the previous day, just like your car's gas tank. Like if you use it, it's gone. You have to replenish it. So we produce serotonin at night while we're dreaming. And during the rapid eye movement, you know, they say the REM state of sleep, we're busily producing enough fuel to ensure we have an even mood and steady energy for the next day. And if we do not get the proper REM sleep, it's impossible to have our steady mood and steady energy. So what we're trying to create in this Right Body, Right Life program is normal conditions, right? What are the normal conditions for your body's optimal neurotransmitter production? You know, how can you get your science experiment, your vehicle, your body burning properly so that you have the balance and the weight and the life you're craving, really? And so when we say normal conditions, it means that we've maintained a reasonable level of life stress. So yes, if we have too much stress in our life, that's an area we need to look at. And that's why I call this program Right Body, Right Life. We cannot have a right body without a right life. And the right life has to do with stress and many other things, as you know. It also encompasses a balanced nutritional way of eating, which you're learning now and doing now, and being exposed to sunlight properly and exercise, sleeping well, and that's when we wake up feeling refreshed and we have an even mood and energy for our day. Sometimes we wake up feeling tired, wondering, did I even get any sleep? And usually the culprit is a low gas tank of serotonin. So I want to invite you into this science experiment of having fun with looking at what do I need to do on a daily basis to keep my body burning the way that I want it to burn and feeling the way that I want it to feel, because you have a lot more control than you might think. Does that sound exciting? So I love knowing that we have, we have a part in this. We can actually affect how wonderful we feel and how wonderful our life is. Let's see. So we're going to do the endorphin stress repatterning. Let's talk a little bit about the negative effect of imbalanced endorphin activation. You can become dependent on a stress to trigger the endorphin response that you need. And so this leads to overstress, which then becomes a habitual response. And so we need that endorphin so bad, you'll continue to attract stressful experiences just to get the high that your body actually needs. And there are lots of other ways to get high than stress, right? So that's one way that we have a negative effect of imbalanced endorphin. Also addictions, like to painful memories, workaholism. We can have addictions to like sex bonding, food. Food is one of all of ours that we're working on right now. So these all activate endorphin responses, and we get that endorphin high. And the danger of this is that endorphins bond us to certain behaviors and habits through the rush of euphoria or relief they produce. In spite of the depletion and the danger to our health and our weight and our well-being. So part of my passion and my purpose in this program is teaching you positive ways that give a positive return rather than a diminishing return to get that high, to give your body those endorphins and neurotransmitters that you need. And so some of the emails that I send out are endorphin activation modalities, and so those come to you freely. And then all the modalities we talk about are endorphin activation, looking at our right life, our balanced life, ways to reduce stress, ways to meet our needs. Those are all ways to balance our endorphin without a diminishing return. So actually, I'm going to just define a little bit of repatterning for those of you that haven't done it. And we're actually going to do a repatterning right now. So a repatterning is looking at what are you tuned into right now, just like I want you to think of a television. And let's say your television has 50 channels of capability. And whatever channel the TV is tuned into, that's what shows up on the screen. But all those other stations are available, right? And all you have to do is push a button, and it changes what the TV is tuned into, and you have a whole new set of things showing up. So in the resonance repatterning therapy that I practice, you have the opportunity to look at what am I tuned into, what button do I need to push to change it, and what would I rather be tuned into? And so we look at what station you're on by writing statements. And so I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and you're going to write your statements in present tense answers, and those are basically the stations you're running on or not running on. So the first question is, what is the biggest stress in your life right now? And so you would write, you know, my biggest stress is the loss of my friend. My biggest stress is not losing weight fast enough. My biggest stress is my work. Whatever your biggest stress is, and if you have a couple things, feel free to write those down. If you have a couple that are right up there at the top 10. So what is the biggest stress in your life? I'll give you a minute or so and put some music on. Love to hear shares on that. What is your biggest stressors that you're having right now?
Good morning. My biggest stress is job related. I have a property management company, and I want to retire, but I need to expand the business, build it up so that we have more income coming in before I can retire. And it's a constant challenge. There's a lot of competition. It's a stressful thing.
So could I support you with the process that we're doing today by helping you break down what we're going to shift energetically? Are you willing to give some feedback around that?
Sure.
Yeah, so in your statements, I want you to really separate them, like break down the stress of it, like I don't have enough money to retire, this is really stressful, like only list the problems because those are kind of like a channel that you may be on. And then I want you to write, because you said some beautiful things that you need to be able to retire, and in a separate statement that we can get you tuned into, I want you to write, I retire. My business has enough money to support me wonderfully. You know, the things, but write it as if it already happened.
So what you're saying is set up a problem and then set up how I feel after the problem is solved?
Yes, so that we can get you resonating with the problem being solved, but you don't write it like I want or I need. You say as if it already is so. Because we want you resonating with the solution as if it's already happened, and then we'll get you tuned out of the problem, which is what you're in now.
Okay.
And then I want you to write, in your share, you said some things that needed to be in place in order for you to have less stress,
yeah,
and in order for you to retire. And so write that as if it's already happened. I'd love to hear from somebody else and just help, you know, spot test what you're doing and make sure you're getting the shift that you want.
My biggest stress is that what I need to have in place for my passive income stream is not in place yet.
And so that's perfect statement. We want to shift you off for that. And we'll check that statement. And for the rest of you, what physical symptoms of stress are you experiencing as a result of the stress you listed in your life? So are you tired? Are you overly hungry? Are you not hungry? Are you in pain? Are you not sleeping well? These are all physical symptoms of stress. I know when I'm stressed, I get a wrinkle in between my two eyebrows. So I could put, yeah, my physical symptom of stress is more wrinkles. So you can write anything, but write it like this. My physical symptoms of stress are pain in my joints, insomnia, anxiety, whatever that is. And we're going to go over the emotional and mental too, so really try to stick to the physical in this statement. And I'm going to put a little music on and let you do some writing. Okay, and now I'd love for you to write, what emotional and mental signs of stress are you experiencing? So this could be like, I feel tired, hopeless, angry, you know, whatever you're feeling as a result of that stress in your life. Or you can write, what is your mental attitude? Like an attitude could be like, this will never change. I've worked on it a million times. So what is the negative mental attitude, or what are the negative feelings that you're having as a result of this stress? So go ahead and take some time to write that. Or you can write both. You can write, I feel sad, angry, disappointed, helpless, anxious, and my attitude is blah, blah, blah. And those are the negative statements, the negative self-talk that we give ourselves around that. Like, this is too much work. It takes too long. It'll never happen. You know, whatever those things are as a result of your stress, write those down. Go ahead and read me your problem statement first.
I put it as a need. The need is to increase the number of buildings we manage so that the income stream will be sufficient for me to retire. Not having a lot of success with this causes me not to sleep well and to be tired all the time.
So that is the station you're kind of on or tuned into. And then read to me the statement of what you want instead.
I'm projecting this into the future, and I say that now that the problem is solved, I am more relaxed, much more relaxed, and I feel free to be more involved with musical productions. You know, I'm a singer, and I like putting on shows. And to spend creative time with a hobby, which is building and flying model airplanes.
Beautiful. And so part of this work is getting really clear like this and breaking it down. And as before the end of the call today, we'll do a modality. And a modality is just like taking the remote control and pushing a button to shift what you're tuned into. And so that's why I had you separate them, because we don't want you tuned into the problem anymore. We want you tuned into the solution. Perfect. Good work. And were you able to write down the other answers too?
Well, the stress causes me to feel extremely frustrated with all of the challenges that I have and the competition that I have. And it causes me to feel disappointed that I may not achieve my goal. So
perfect.
There's a lot of anxiety there.
Yeah, that's perfect. And we'll shift you off for that as well. Thank you for sharing that. So let's see what else I want to take you through to make sure we shift.
When you said about the physical symptoms and then the emotional system, the first physical symptom I wrote down was that I feel anxious. But then when you said emotional, I think you used the word anxious, and it feels to me like anxiety is kind of both physical and emotional.
It is. What I'd love to ask you so we can really shift it for you is when you're feeling anxious, so that can be the mental emotional state, right? What does your body do? How do you feel that anxiety in your body?
It kind of feels like a vibration, kind of like if you put your hand on a machine and it was buzzing you through your body.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
So you could say, I feel anxious and my physical body feels like I have a shudder or an extra vibration that I don't want or that's interfering.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know if you're one of those people who gets bothered by fans, but I am. So
it's like static.
Yeah, it's like you can't completely hear your own thinking.
So I would put that, like when I feel anxiety, my body is shuddering and I can't hear everything clearly. It's, you know, interfering.
Okay.
And make a statement like that and we'll shift it. So the last question we're going to answer today is, what is an aim or a goal that interests you, excites you, and is possible for you to do that would stimulate you to the edge of your growth, but it would be free of danger to your well-being or overwork? So this is something that would give you endorphins, right? It would give you a natural high. It interests you. It excites you. It feeds some of those needs you've all been talking about. It stimulates you. But it doesn't hurt you. Like, food could do all those things, but it hurts us. It makes us overweight. It makes us tired. It makes us all the things that each of us have. So what is something that you'd like to do that would help you and has a positive return? So I want you to think about that and write it down. And an example could be, for me, I love to meditate, and that's something I had to really get resonating with before I actually did it and put it in my action plan. But it excites me, it stimulates me, it helps me move to the edge of my spirituality in a way that's really positive. So that's one thing. Could be something fun you want to do with another person, like dancing or a goal. It could be a business goal, but it needs to be, you know, well-rounded so you can write your intention. But write it as if it's already so. So I'm going to put some music on and let you do that writing. Thank you. And I'd love to hear some shares about that. What is your aim or goal that excites you? I'd love to hear what we're going to get you tuned into today.
When you talk about something that excites me, there's nothing that excites me more than putting together a show. I truly enjoy that whole process. And starting with an idea, I come up with a unique idea for a show, like a theme, something to hang songs on. And then I'll prepare a script. I'll prepare advertising. I will try to find someone to work with, another singer or comedian, singer, a group of people, whatever, and putting together a band. And then getting into the production side of it and making sure that all the bits and pieces are set up, that it's properly advertised, and then going into rehearsals and working with people, going over the music again and again, and cramming by myself, trying to learn the music, trying to learn my script. And then the excitement of the day of the show. Everything is coming together, and a part of this, it's an interesting thing for me, but when I get into a creative mode like this, ideas pop into my head all the time, and different things, and sometimes goofy things, and it's great fun coming up with an idea at the last moment, modifying the script a little bit and sticking something in that I hadn't thought about. That'll be a surprise to the audience and something that'll please them. And then ultimately, when we have our final dress rehearsal and then performing the show and to an enthusiastic audience, and my audiences are always enthusiastic, and that's just a great pleasure. And I just love that to death.
That sounds beautiful. I love the clarity, and I can feel your excitement, and I can see your neurotransmitters firing in your brain, bringing you all that extra creativity, and it's fantastic, and that's such a beautiful witness of how we can get high without hurting ourselves, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it's painful in the growing process, but by gosh, when it all comes together and people say, hey, Brian, that's the best show you've ever done. I usually hear that after every show.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so it is. It's enormous fun, enormous fun.
Okay. Well, we're going to get you resonating with more of that today with our modality that we'll do and shift you off from, you know, the endorphin stress you're having and get you on for having more endorphins in that creative, fun way. Sound good?
Okay.
So what is the aim goal that stimulates me to take me to the edge of my growth? I've been writing a TV show and directing and producing it, but I have a film project that I'm developing. First I wrote, making my own film takes me to the edge of my growth with a positive result. And then I realized, actually, learning to use the new camera takes me to the edge of my growth with a positive result. So I put them both in because I thought, well, obviously they're related. What I've done in the past is I've relied on other people to do the camera stuff, but I want to become competent at that. That is an area of growth that I'm interested in taking on. It would definitely take me to the edge of my growth.
Yeah, and it is stimulating learning new things, and it does stimulate endorphins. And then when we conquer something, we have that satisfaction of like, hey, I produced this. Hey, I did this. And it gets those creative juices flowing. Those are all ways to get our brain chemistry on fire that have positive returns. And so I love what you guys came up with, and I loved what you shared. And it's just we get the opportunity to create more and more of this in our life. And that's the thing I want to really impart is that we do have needs, and we have a need to be high in our body and have neurotransmitters and be creative and contribute to the world and to our creativity. And we can start to pattern our lives a little bit at a time to really be stimulated and vital and balanced and have this science experiment with our own life and our own body, adding the components that really fulfill us on a day-to-day basis. And that's what I want to slowly impart for all of you throughout this program is that we do get to choose, and we can make changes a little bit at a time, one day at a time, and we can essentially live one day at a time in a way that optimally supports our well-being mentally, physically, spiritually. So today, I just want to make sure that you guys are clear on the fantastic work that you're doing. And when you really are writing this out, you're deciphering what station am I on now? What station do I want to be on? And just like pushing a button on the remote control, we're going to do a modality that will shift those things for you. And my disclosure in this kind of work is it seems simple, and it creates change. Whatever needs to make manifest what you are wanting to resonate with will happen in your life. Movement will start happening. Change will happen. And whatever needs to happen to make it come true will start coming your way. And it's our job to take the action steps, right? So we're going to do a modality to end our session today and to get you tuned in with the you wrote and to get you tuned out for the endorphin stress and negative feelings as a result of it. What modality you're needing as a group today? You're needing the thymus tap, which is wonderful to activate the immune system, and it's also wonderful for processing. And this is a particular button that you as a group are calling for to change what you're resonating with. So the thymus tap is easy. You'll take the four fingertips of your right hand and right under your collarbone and under the indentation in your neck, so on your sternum. It's located central in the bone, right under your collarbone, but central chest, so above the chest area, below the collarbone. And you're just going to tap, and let's see if we need a heartbeat now. Kind of stimulating, so like boom, 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 kind of that beat. You're going to tap vigorously. Don't hurt yourself, but tap vigorously. And you're going to close your eyes and just drop into your body and allow that tapping to occur, boosting your immune system, stimulating the meridians, stimulating the endorphins that the thymus tap creates. Close your eyes, take a pause, and nice deep breath. And that's complete. Whenever you're ready, you can open the eyes. Let's see if there's any other modality needed. There is. We're also going to do a breath. So any of these modalities that you learn, they're simple and fast, but they create endorphins. So I encourage you to use them anytime to change the way you feel rather than using food. So we're going to do a recharging breath. And how you do this is inhale forcefully through your nose, exhale forcefully through your nose, and pause for a second on the out breath. So it's like, and then pause on the out breath, and you do the same thing. So you inhale forcefully, exhale forcefully, pause on the out breath, and you're going to do this 5 times. So 5 powerful breaths. Ready? And pause, inhale, and pause, 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 and one last time, and a nice natural integration breath. You should feel a difference in your body. You might feel a little dizzy. You might feel relaxed. But we can cause our body to feel differently very fast. Doesn't take a lot of time, and it's very empowering. So I just want to instill that in you. Thank you for being on the call today and showing up for yourself. Give yourself a pat on the back. Wonderful job taking this time to work on the things that are underneath your hunger, and constant craving. Really get things clean with your food and drop fast. And make it a great day. That concludes today's call.